it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, this is Joe McGee. We're going through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but we're going in chronological order. And used to when I taught Bible for 10 years, I love to do it in chronological order as it happened. Because the Bible is not written in chronological order. It's written oldest, the longest book to the shortest book. The book of Genesis covers some 2,500 years. And so the entire New Testament only covers 70 years. So there's a great, when you get the historical background. So what we're doing today, we're going in the life of Joseph, when he was sold as a slave to Egypt, and then he became the second most powerful man on the face of the planet. And they had the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine, and his family came down. He saved them, and he blessed them. They lived in the land of Goshen. And so it's an incredible story. So we're picking up today in Genesis 49, verse 1. So then Jacob called his sons together and said, "Gather around me. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to each of you in the days to come. Come and listen, you sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my strength, the child of my vigorous youth. You are first in rank, first in power, but you are as unruly as a flood, and you will be first no longer. For you went to bed with my wife, and you defiled my marriage couch. Simeon and Levi, two of a kind. Their weapons are instruments of violence. May I never join in their meetings. May I never be a party to their plans. For in their anger, they have murdered men. They have crippled oxen just for sport. A curse on their anger, for it is fierce. A curse on their wrath, for it is cruel. I will scatter them among the descendants of Jacob. I will despise them throughout Israel. Judah, your brothers will praise you. You will grasp your enemies by the neck. All your relatives will bow down before you. Judah, my son, is a young lion that has finished eating its prey. Like a lion, he crouches and he lies down. Like a lioness who dares to rouse him, the scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from his descendants, until the coming of the one to whom it belongs, the one to whom all nations will honor. He ties his foal to a grapevine, the colt of his donkey to a choice vine. He washes his clothes in the wine of his robes, the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine. His teeth are whiter than milk. Zebulun will settle by the seashore, will be a harbor for ships. His borders will extend to Sidon. Issachar is a sturdy donkey, resting between two saddle packs. When he sees how the countryside is, how pleasant the land, he will bend his shoulders to the load. He will submit himself to hard labor. Dan will govern his people like any other tribe in Israel. Dan will be a snake beside the road, a poisonous viper along the path. He bites the horse's hooves, so its rider is thrown off. I trust in you for salvation, O Lord. Gad will be attacked by marauding bands. He will be attacked by them when they retreat. Asher will dine on rich foods, produce food fit for kings. Naphtali is the doe set free that bears beautiful fawns. Joseph is a foal of a wild donkey, foal of a wild donkey at spring, the one of a wild donkey on the ridge. Archers attack him savagely. They shot at him. They harassed him, but his bow remained taut. His arms were strengthened by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob to be a shepherd, the rock of Israel. May the God of your father help you. May the Almighty bless you with blessings of the heaven above. Blessings with the water in the depths below, and the blessings of the breast of the womb. May my fatherly blessings on you suppress the blessings of my ancestors, surpass it, reaching to the heights of the eternal hills. May these blessings rest on the head of Joseph, who is a prince among his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf, devouring his enemies in the morning, dividing his plunder in the evening. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what the father said as he told his sons goodbye. He blessed each one of them in the appropriate message. Then Jacob instructed him, soon I will die and join my ancestors. Bury me with my father and my grandfather in the cave in the field of Ephraim, the Hittite. This is the cave in the field of Machpelah, near Mamre in Canaan, that Abraham bought from Ephraim the Hittite as a permanent burial site. There Abraham and his wife Sarah are buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebecca are buried. And there I buried Leah. So, is it the plot of land, the cave my grandfather Abraham bought from the Hittites? When Jacob finished his charge to his sons, he drew his feet in his bed, he breathed his last, and he joined his ancestors in death. Now that is quite an amazing finish, because he just told all of his boys what's going to happen to him. Wasn't so much prophetic as it was just factual, sons. I'm going to tell you how you lived, and it's no secret. God knows what you've done, what you sowed, and you're going to reap. Some of the 12 reaped really good. Some reaped okay, and some reaped really bad. But then he spoke it all of them, and then he mentioned about when I get buried, and we've been to the cave of Machpelah over in Israel, where the fathers of the faith are buried, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there's four burial places there. But they'll tell you, if you go to Israel, they'll say, well, who's that? Well, Abraham, that's Isaac, that's Jacob's grave. Well, who's this grave? Well, that's where Adam and Eve are buried. And that's what they'll tell you when you go to Israel. So you got the four pillars, and that it's a big castle. When the crusaders came into Israel, they built this massive castle, and that's where the four burial plots are for Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Adam and Eve. So, chapter 50, Joseph threw himself on his father, and he cried over him, and he kissed him. Then Joseph told the physicians who served him to embalm his father's body. So Jacob was embalmed. The embalming process took the usual 40 days, as the Egyptians mourned his death for 70 days. When the period of mourning was over, Joseph approached Pharaoh's advisor and said, please, do me this favor. Speak to Pharaoh on my behalf. Tell him my father has made me swear an oath. He said to me, listen, I'm about to die. Take my body back to the land of Canaan. Bury me in the tomb that I prepared for myself. So please allow me to go back and bury my father. After his burial, I will return without delay. Pharaoh agreed to Joseph's request. Go and bury your father, as you made you promised. So Joseph went to bury his father. He was accompanied by all of Pharaoh's officials, senior members of Pharaoh's household, all the senior officials of Egypt. Joseph also took his entire household and his brothers and their household. And they went with their little children, their flocks and their herds, the land of Goshen. A great number of chariots and charioteers accompanied Joseph. When they arrived at the threshing floor of Atad near the Jordan River, they held a very great solemn memorial service, a seven-day period of mourning for Joseph's father. The local residents, the Canaanites, watched them mourning at the threshing floor. They were then they were renamed the place for which is near Jordan. But this is a place of deep mourning for these Egyptians. So Jacob's sons did as they had commanded, carried his body in the land of Canaan. They buried him in the cave in the field of Machpelah, in Mamre. And this is the cave that Abraham had bought as a permanent burial site from Ephraim the Hittite. After burying Jacob, Joseph returned to Egypt with his brothers, all who had accompanied his father's burial. But now their father was dead. Joseph's brothers became fearful. Now Joseph will show anger and pay us back for all the wrong that we did him. So they sent this message to Joseph. Before your father died, he instructed us to say to you, please forgive your brothers for the great wrong they did to you, for their sin in treating you so cruelly. So we, the servants of God of your father, beg you to forgive us of our sin. When Joseph received the message, he broke down and he wept. Then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph. Look, we're your slaves. But Joseph replied, don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but God intended to do it all for good. He brought me to this position so I can save the lives of many people. Don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children. So we assured them by speaking kindly to him. So Joseph and his brothers and his families continued to live in Egypt. Joseph lived to the age of 110. He lived to see three generations of descendants of his sons Ephraim. And he lived to see the birth of his children, of Manasseh, son Micah, whom he called his own. Soon I will die, Joseph told his brothers. But God will surely come help you. He will lead you out of this land of Egypt. He will bring you back to the land he solemnly promised to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then Joseph made his sons of Israel swear an oath. He said, when God comes to help you and lead you back, you must take my bones with you. And Joseph died at the age of 110. The Egyptians embalmed him. His body was placed in the coffin in Egypt. Woo, what a story. What detail. What amazing, amazing detail. So, what's going on? Well, God is trying to get a people. He's building a people. And it's an incredible story. I mean, it's the most amazing story. And so what we're going to do next time, we'll pick this up, and it's about to really become a journey now. It's about to go deep, I promise. So stay tuned next time. Next time, we're going to do the Bible with Joe McGee. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.